Anytime something like this happens, it's horrific. The fact that this could be a shooting where the LGBT community was targeted is terrible. And the fact that this person could get their gun, they were interviewed by the FBI twice or three times, and the fact today in this country that somebody who was on the terrorist watch list can't go on an airplane but can buy a gun. I mean, does that make sense?
And that is a big issue that's coming out of this. And actually, speaking with a gun store owner, it sounds like even gun owners support the idea of restrictions on people who are on the terrorist watch list or who have been on a terrorist watch list. But what would you like to see coming out of this in regards to people who are on a terrorist watch list or who have been on a watch list, restrictions on them for gun ownership?
I'd like to see Washington get their act together and pass legislation that would ban these people from buying guns. I mean, how long does this, how many incidents do we have to have where finally the majority in the Senate will wake up and say, you know, we have to do something?
Since there is this gridlock in Congress, there hasn't been any legislation passed. It is kind of falling on the states to have to pass legislation on regulating the sales and purchase of firearms. Do you think that that's what's going to happen, is that it's going to fall on state lawmakers here in Delaware to have to pass these types of laws?
Well, I think so. And I think the fact is that passing laws here, obviously it's a lot easier than passing laws in Washington. Well, how long do we have to wait for Washington to fix the system when we can do it right here? So I think more states are going to take the initiative to do it, because if you go around the country and you take both sides, more people want sensible gun control legislation, whether it's expanded background checks, whether it's, you know, banning terrorists from buying guns. More people want this on both sides of the aisle. So why isn't it getting done?
Banning people on the terrorist watch list from buying firearms. I know that this is, it's up to Congress to have to pass this legislation, and there was the filibuster in the Senate. Do you feel more hopeful now that there might be movement on this type of legislation coming out of Washington following this another mass shooting?
Oh, I do, and I think the reason is that people are getting, that aren't in Congress are now finding out. I mean, you go places and you say, you know, somebody on the terrorist watch list can't go on an airplane, but they can buy a gun. They think that's ridiculous. So I think you're going to see that the general public is going to be more outspoken on these issues.
And the other side of the conversation coming out of any mass shooting, especially this time, the gunman, he did have an assault-style rifle, an AR-15. What would you like to see in regards to the sale of these assault-type rifles in Delaware or even in the United States?
They should be banned. I mean, who needs an assault rifle, really? And nobody is saying, like the organizations I lobby for, common sense gun legislation. Nobody's saying that people have to give their guns up. Nobody's saying that somebody's going to knock your door down and take everybody's gun. That's not going to happen. But why does somebody need an assault rifle? You want to, you know, military? Yes, but not the general public.
And another side of this that when I talk to people who own guns and they say, well, if you ban assault rifles, then only criminals will have assault rifles. Do you agree with that argument?
No, I don't. I mean, that's the answer to get out of everything. I'd like to hear an answer as to why people need assault weapons, and you never get those answers.
And another argument that people who are against gun control will put out is that maybe having more guns is the answer. Maybe if people in the nightclub in Orlando had guns on them, that they would have been able to stop this this shooter. What are your views on that? That maybe more guns is the solution.
That's not the solution. I mean, take Aurora, the shooting in the movie theater. He had guns, dark movie theater, and tear gas now flying around the movie. So you think somebody else in that movie theater who had a gun is going to stand up and start shooting? And actually, the person that's going to start shooting, who's the first person that gunman's going to go after? The person with the gun. So that's not the answer either. What you need is common sense gun legislation, enforce the laws, and that's what's going to do this. And, you know, you're going to hear people say, oh, Orlando, this will never happen in Delaware. Well, you don't know that. You know, you can't go with that.